It's frustrating. Yeah, I mean, you want to play well, you want to finish the game well. I didn't think we did that good enough. I mean, a couple hands, teams, opportunities that we could have made cleaner. Obviously, that kickoff return is something you'd like to have back, but learn from it and move on.
You gonna make any changes on the hands teams? You know, Ruben obviously had the two.
No, you know, you got what you got, and so you know, see who else could, you know, maybe do that role. But he's done it before for us, so we trust him.
Buffalo can be a really loud place to play. Does that affect special teams at all? I mean, like guys like yelling, get away from the ball, or you know, things.
Sometimes
like that.
It does, but you know, we really don't go on snap counts, so. That takes us off that a little bit. So you got to go on the ball, whether you're, you know, covering or, you know, protecting the punt. So, but it does affect it. I mean, because you're used to hearing a voice, you're used to hearing a rhythm to it. So there is a little bit of effect for it.
How's your punter been? Statistically, it seems like he's doing okay.
It seems like he's doing all right. I mean, we haven't had to punt a whole lot. And then a lot of the times we're punting that's plus area, something he does well. So I've been pleased. He's working hard. Good listener. So it's been good so far.
You've had a couple downed inside the five.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that hit, the combination of him and the gunners too?
I think it's a combination of both. He does hit that Aussie punt pretty naturally. He's grown up with it, so pretty easy coming off his foot, and he can move it around, which a lot of Americans don't have that ability.
As a whole, you're pleased with what you guys are doing, special teams. I mean, aside
yeah,
from
but that,
aside from
yeah,
that return,
yeah. I mean, you don't
like
want to give up anything.
We're on a
yeah,
pretty good.
You want to get on a roll. I think there's good players in here. We trust them, and we got to play well. You know, we got to finish games, and something we didn't do. So that is frustrating.
What's the biggest difference for you on those punt teams? I know that's something you guys talked about a lot of improving the punt team, particularly the punt coverage team.
We got some different players in here that have done it at a high level in this league, so that always helps. It's a players' league, and just you know, make sure you point them in the right direction. So that always helps.
How much is that different for you? You're using a lot of veterans in those spots now, maybe.
A little bit different. We were talking earlier today. We're a little disappointed we haven't been able to work the rookies as much. They missed so much time in training camp with Landon. That's somebody we'd like to use, and Owa, you know, some of those younger guys that we thought would have really good roles. It's been slower process for them, but luckily we've had some older guys that we could slide into those roles.
So you've almost been forced to use some of the older guys.
Yeah, I mean, you use what's on the roster, so
right.
We got no problem doing that, but we want to bring some of the younger guys around because we're going to need them.
When Rashad comes to you and says, I see something I think I can take advantage of, is that...
Not so much. I mean, it's... You know, he's been on that team. We got a lot of good guys on that team. You know, DRC's on it, Prince is on it. It's, you use the roster and you try and play to their strength, and that is a strength of his. So, yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's got a lot of confidence in doing it. So he's got to make sure he's just as good of a blocker as he is trying to rush the punt, which he does. It's a good effort.